At Me reporter Amanda Krasinski hosted a roundtable discussion with teens from various Anchorage high schools. Here is what they had to say.
Hi, I'm Amanda Krasinski, and I'm here hosting a roundtable discussion on high school stereotypes. Here with me today, I have Daniel Gillespie, a junior at Service, Riley Oglesby, a senior at Stellar, Stephen Bernard, a senior at Chugiak, Christine Dawson, a junior at South, and Danielle Johnson, a senior at West. My first question for you guys is, what do you think about just stereotyping in general in schools?
Well, this is Stefan from Chugiak. Stereotyping is a natural human behavior, I guess. We use stereotypes to oversimplify things. That way we don't have to necessarily look at the broader picture every time we discuss a group of people. If you're looking at it in relation to schools, that way when you say, oh, hockey players, you don't have to necessarily go, oh, they're all different. You can make this generalization and simplify the world into, I guess, something that's more discussable. Not that that's necessarily beneficial, but it's something that we do for communication purposes.
So, do you think that they serve a purpose, then?
This is Riley from Stellar. I think that stereotypes were created for a reason. There's a basis of truth involved in all stereotypes. I don't think they're necessarily good, but they are there nonetheless.
I'd have to agree with Riley on that, and this is Daniel from Service. I just find that when someone says, this is some person, this is Danielle, and she is from West, the stereotype I have of West is at least a beginning of understanding what that person is. Even if it may not be correct, it's more likely to be correct than just saying, this is Danielle, or I know about Danielle.
This is Danielle from West. But how do you feel about being stereotyped? When I hear of a person from Service or South, no offense to you guys, there is definitely a certain stereotype that comes to my mind of a white, upper-class, snobby-er type of person. Do you guys feel it's appropriate that you guys are put in that classification? Do you like that?
This is Christine from South, and no, I don't really like it. I don't think it's very fair. Stereotypes exist for every high school, and I think about them too, but I try not to because everyone at every high school is different. People consider South more snobby than every high school, but I feel like they have the same amount of snobs, if you call them that, as every high school.
Do you and your peers feel like you need to stand up to these stereotypes? Do you feel like you should break away, stand up for them? What do you think?
This is Stephen Bernard from Chugiak, and I think at Chugiak, part of what we do with our stereotype is kind of make it into a joke, and it makes it so that it doesn't matter. For example, we wear the HIT gear, which would be Carhartts. I'm wearing them right now, honestly. and it just becomes it's a joke. And you, even at Chugiak, the pseudonym has come to be Chugiak to play off the whole drinking theme. And so you just kind of, you don't believe in your stereotype. You just go, well, if other people think that, why not? And you move on. And you be who you are.
This is Daniel from Service. In my opinion, in general, people can be affected by these stereotypes to the extent that the school actually embodies those stereotypes. For example, I felt like freshman and sophomore year, when we had a large number of the kids that now go to South, that, for example, the way people dress, there was a stronger tendency for people to dress in what you might call more preppy clothes. I know I, for one, kind of gravitated toward that just because there was a majority that was doing that. The group mentality kind of reinforced that. So I think, and to the extent that a stereotype is true about the majority of the people at the school, there is a tendency to fulfill that stereotype just from the fact that people want to blend in.
How do you think extracurricular activities affect these stereotypes?
This is Stefan from Chugiak. The extracurricular activities also allow students from different schools to interact with each other. So it's when you bring groups of students from different schools together and they see maybe even just one behavior from one person and go, oh, everyone from that school does that. Or it also gives you a chance to meet someone else and go, hey, not everyone at that school is really rich, or not everyone at that school drinks all the time, or not everyone at school makes the same choices. So it's a way to create the stereotypes and perpetuate them, but it's also one way that they're destroyed.
This is Riley from Stellar. Stellar doesn't have any extracurricular activities, but we do, a lot of the kids happen to do drama, And that's pretty much what we're known for, is being actors. I personally am not, but I think that's how we also get that, you know, kind of weird aura sense around us, that not a lot of other kids know about us, and I think that that could be why, because we don't have a lot of extracurricular activities.
When or where does the stereotyping get brought up, like, to be spread around?
This is Daniel from service. One of the strongest ways I've heard the South one become perpetuated is by students who have moved from South back to service. Obviously, those students tend to be the ones that were very disgruntled with being at South and obviously complain about it. And their complaints are always along the same lines as a stereotype. Well, it's a bunch of cliquish, upscale white kids who don't